Thomas C. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Douglas Govan, G-O-V-A-N. It's Justice 294 Rio Lindo Avenue, number 28, Chico, California, 95926, phone 831-915-8665, ID is XXX4755. Date of birth is 4/2/1951. This is a divorced, retired man. Insurance is Medicare/Blue Shield. Pharmacy is Raley's East Avenue. It's addressed to Dr. Just to Dr. Tiffany Carlson, D.O., Mission Ranch Primary Care, 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10, Chico, California, 95926, just 5137. The phone is 530-894-0500. Fax number is 2 appointments coming up.
Do you want me to start locking up?
Yeah.
I'm going to take you home and feed you soup.
So helpful. The fax number is 530-345-2532. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of functional motor decline. subparagraph. Previous relatively recent basal ganglionic stroke, subparagraph. Recent brain MR imaging showing old basal ganglia stroke and cerebral atrophy. New paragraph, current complaints of possible cognitive decline. New paragraph. Recent history, that is, remote recent history of dysomnia without reported evaluation, new paragraph, new findings of distal lower extremity and right upper extremity edema, new paragraph. Dear Dr. Carlson, professional colleagues, thank you for referring Douglas Govan for neurological evaluation, new paragraph. He was seen today accompanied by his family. Douglas is a 71-year-old divorced retired man who was previously actively athletic until approximately November of 2022, in which he suffered an apparent decline in physical activity, becoming increasingly sluggish, demonstrating difficulty arising from a chair, however, without other obvious stiffness or tremor. New paragraph. As you already remember, he was hospitalized at Enloe Hospital when he suffered a basal ganglionic stroke a year and a half ago, and subsequently completed physical and speech therapy with improvement in his speech, which unfortunately still remains understandable, but with reduced verbal expression. New paragraph. His recent imaging study for possible reevaluation of ischemic changes was not particularly helpful, but did show some evidence of cerebral degeneration. Subparagraph, despite this, he denies any difficulty in control of bladder, but he obviously has motor bowel dysfunction and some cognitive impairment, suggesting a risk for progressive non-obstructive hydrocephalus that could be accomplished could be a consequence of underlying dysomnia if he has sleep apnea. New paragraph. His neurological examination today was otherwise not disclosing, with normal reflexes, relatively normal motor movement and activity, without significantly unusual bradykinesia, but cerebellar testing did not disclose serious inducible stiffness, rigidity, or cogwheeling. On the other hand, ability to activate motor function in the proximal upper and the proximal lower extremities was limited, suggesting there might be other potential medical etiologies for his presentation. New paragraph. In consideration of this, we'll be requesting as many records as we can to exclude comorbid medical disorders, including thyroid disease. Contributing to his current clinical findings, new paragraph, I'm scheduling them for an in-office sleep study for diagnostic evaluation, new paragraph, reevaluation, high-resolution 3D MR brain imaging will be completed at open systems imaging to exclude non-obstructive hydrocephalus, comma, recurrent stroke, vascular insufficiency, or other cerebral degeneration contributing to any cognitive decline. New paragraph. I had an extended discussion with Douglas and his family today regarding his findings on the presentation, his clinical history, and the need to move forward with a relatively aggressive outpatient evaluation for further determination of the etiology of this decline in his capacity. New paragraph, I would anticipate that with diagnosis, he will require further care, including physical therapy. As we move forward with therapeutic treatment, dependent upon his findings, new paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when he returns. So I respectfully with my professional signature.